We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. Tomorrow is National Music Day, and at least one local musical institution is getting into the act. Founded in 1956, Milwaukee's Melk Music is well known to at least a couple of generations of area kids and parents, as well as to many area music teachers and schools for their band and orchestra instrument rentals and repairs. To help celebrate National Music Day, representatives from Melk Music will be on hand at Altera at the Lake Friday from 10 to 3 with a band full of instruments for anyone to try. So if you've always had the desire to, say, play the tuba, this will be your chance. Musicians will also be on hand to perform as well. Nathan Honoré is the assistant manager of Melk Music, and he joins me in the studio now. Nathan, welcome to Lake Effect.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Fred Melk started Melk Music in 1956, is that correct?
His dad and his grandfather started in 56.
Okay.
Fred is third-generation owner, but his dad and his grandpa started that as a purely band instrument repair shop. And his mom, she would run the front desk, you know, but they started it back then. It's been going strong.
Why band instrument repair? Was there so many bands around that it required that kind of a specialized niche as opposed to a general music shop?
It really is a specialized skill that not a lot of people take the time, especially nowadays, let alone back then, take the time to go to school for, although they never went to school for it. But there's a demand in the area, and there was nobody really to fill it, at least at an affordable price for regular musicians who need to get their instruments tuned up, which was for brass instruments especially and woodwinds, it needs to happen. They do require maintenance just like a car. You know?
I think a lot of people might be surprised at that if they don't either play themselves or had a child who played an instrument. What are the kinds of things that are typical repairs? Let's start with brass instruments. What kinds of things would you see coming into the shop that need fixing?
A lot of it for brass is purely just dirty instruments. You know, you're blowing your saliva and everything into there. So if it's not cleaned regularly with a snake or with a bath, there's going to be a lot of stuff in there. So we have an ultrasonic tank that is a clean way rather than – they used to do it with chem flushes, which from the name it's fairly harmful acids. But the ultrasonic cleans it out in a cleaner way. Dense brass instruments – it's a very soft metal. You know, you could drop a trumpet 2 inches and it's going to do some sort of damage. They're not as strong as people think they are, and they're very sensitive, especially around the valves. Even right now with our rentals, people put music folders in the case, and that'll push down, and slowly over time it'll push into the valves, which causes them to have, you know, problems and stick and things like that. But that's most of what goes on with the brass is uncleanliness and dents. For the most part.
And I would imagine there's some valve adjustment as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I know on a French horn, there's strings involved because it's a rotary valve.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Those require a little bit more love and care. They're a little bit more modern mechanism. But yeah, over time, a lot of the even trumpet valves and baritones, the casings wear down. So there's, you know, you have to plate them or adjust the casing as necessary.
Do you find that most of the repair, whether it's, you know, brass or woodwinds or whatever the kind of work you're doing, is it mostly schools that you're working in, or are these individuals that bring in instruments that need fixing as well?
I think over time it's been a shift from the private to more school. When they started, it was mostly just private repairs back in 56. But since I think it's the early 90s, they've really been involved with the schools. Especially right in the summers, we do tons of summer repairs. You know, we had to rent out storage units because we have no place in the store to keep all of them, which is a great problem to have. But for the most part, right now, it's a lot of rentals that we service for our own customers, along with the school instruments. But there is a fair number of private repairs that we get during the non-busy times of the school years.
You mentioned rentals. Is that something that the store does? You actually rent to individuals or to schools?
Yeah, all the above. We have a rental program. They started that, I think, in the early 90s. So we've been involved with that for a while. And we try to carry over the same principles of our repairs, you know, affordability and quality product to give to people, and to share the gift of music because it can be expensive.
It can be, absolutely. What about you? Now, you're working right under Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Your title is officially assistant manager, but you basically are managing
the
whole operation. How did you get involved, and do you have a repair background? Did you go to school for that?
No, I went to school originally for tuba performance, which it didn't take long for me to realize that was pretty out there. That's not what I wanted to do with my life. But I actually took lessons at Melk Music since I was about 10 years old till when I graduated from high school. And my family has had a connection with the Melks for a long time. So I went to school, kind of did my thing there, and then moved away from music a little bit, and then came back once my wife and I moved back into the area. And Fred was good enough to offer me a job. But I play mostly low brass. But since about high school, I've been gigging with guitar and bass as well, which is something we don't do a whole lot with right now, but we're slowly getting into the that side of things.
Okay, so it's not going to be just like wind and band instruments. You're going to start doing more rock and roll stuff?
Yeah, we're going to start off with some acoustic guitars this summer and see how it goes. We started with some ukuleles this January after I got back from a conference, and it was like, yeah, we're about 4 years late to that trend, but you know, it's still a very popular thing, and it's a very affordable way to get people involved with music because we do band and orchestra already. So it's a natural progression of things, I think.
How long have you been working for the Melks now?
Just under 2 years.
Okay, so you haven't seen a long-term trend, but you know, certainly Fred has. Have the cutbacks in music in schools affected your business either way, positively or negatively?
It hasn't been a huge shift, which is good. There are some school districts that are hurting more than others. We've adjusted accordingly. Like, we have a price list for repairs that, you know, emergencies or those with a definite budget, and hopefully we can help them over the long run to maximize their budgets as best as possible. But we haven't seen anything dramatic in the store. That was actually one of my first questions when I got interviewed with Fred was, you know, how is things going in the store right now? Is this taking a toll? But it really hasn't hurt us too bad. I think the worst of it's over, and the more that people realize that music is a vital part of education, which there is more and more advocacy for that these days, the programs will remain strong. And we're getting a lot of teachers in right now who are maybe fresh out of school who have great enthusiasm. Not to say that the ones who are retiring are poor by any means, but there's a new energy in a lot of these schools that we're trying to partner up with and make sure that those programs are as strong as possible.
Do you find, or has Fred found, that Melk Music has had to step in some circumstances when schools have had to make cuts that they may not want to have made, but they had to because of budgets? Has Melk stepped in to kind of provide instruments to students?
Yeah, we've had to do that a couple times, sometimes more so with MPS than anything else. But it's not as bad. You know, a lot of schools have a fairly decent inventory, especially of the more expensive instruments like French horn, baritone, the ones that are more uncomfortable to carry to and from school as well, but they're a lot more expensive to rent. And a lot of schools will have those, and then we're finding ways to work with them to make sure that their inventory is at the best, even if they're not renting from us, that they're working as best as possible because the kids got to play on something.
Right. You know? And they have to be able to make a good sound.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't continue with it.
Exactly. That frustration is a lot of what deters people from continuing past eighth grade, simply not having an instrument that works. We try to eliminate that as much as possible. It should not be the thing that turns somebody off from music.
So tell me about what is the official title of Friday?
National
Music Day.
It's something that's been going on in the nation for a couple of years, although Milwaukee is never really formally involved. Madison this year has something for the first time where they have a citywide music where you can literally play almost anywhere. They waived all of like the noise ordinances and things like that, which is a great role model. And I think it's about time that Milwaukee stepped in because Chicago has it, New York has it, Kalamazoo. they've all got a National Music Day going on. So this year we're starting kind of small, but it's some place to start. And Altera has been nice enough to partner with us to make it happen.
What can people expect if they come down to Altera and see you there?
We're just going to have some tables out with a bunch of our instruments, and whether people have played daily or haven't played in 40 years, never played an instrument, we encourage you to come down and play. It's an affirmation of music as a vital part of our community. So we'll have our instruments there, have some ukuleles, hopefully some hand drums as well, and then some local musicians hopefully playing throughout the day from 10 to 3, hopefully weather provided that everything goes well.
So people can come, they can try out instruments, maybe one they've always wanted to try.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we'll provide reeds, you know, obviously we'll sanitize everything in between. Some of our staff has background in music education, so they can really help people play an instrument they've never played before, buzz their lips and all that kind of stuff. And people can bring their own instruments too, just play.
And I'm assuming kids are welcome as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Anyone's encouraged to come down and try and play. And, you know, music is supposed to be fun. You know, that's why they call it playing.
Well, Nathan, I want to thank you so much for stopping by. And best of luck with National Music Day at Alterra. Let's hope for good weather.
Yeah, let's hope. Fingers crossed. Thank you very much.
Nathan Honoré is the assistant manager at Milwaukee's Melk Music. They will be at Alterra at the Lake tomorrow from 10 until 3 with instruments to try. Members of Milwaukee's own Present Music will be there as well. In the interest of full disclosure, I'll be there for part of the time as well, and I'm looking forward to it. There's more information about the event at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Well, it's not directly linked to National Music Day, but our last segment is about a local music festival that begins tomorrow as well. We'll learn more about OkaFest when Lake Effect returns on WUWM. Stay tuned.